Okay, now what Paul's doing in those first few verses, he's like laying down some foundation stones. He's starting off right from the beginning with explaining what are the most important things that I want you to hear about from me. What are the most important things about my life? He lays down the foundation stones. Now, I want to illustrate what this means to us. I've given out some stones to various people. Don't come out yet. Right, so, but people with the small, tiny, like pebble-like stones, yeah, don't start throwing those rocks and stones around. That won't be helpful. I need everybody who's got some of those little tiny smallest ones to bring those out. Not the pebbles that are like this big, but little tiny, really like the shingle type ones. Bring those out here for me, please. These are the ones that Ray helped me by giving out. Right, just come and gather at the front here for a moment. Okay. Right, now, just hold them up so everyone can see. In a way that everyone can see. What, can everyone see those stones they're holding? It's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? Because they are very small. So tell me, how useful do you think they would be for foundation stones? Things that are solid that we can build on. How useful would they be?
For an ant's house, then maybe.
For an ant's house. Okay. Good in concrete. So they need something else to go with them. They're no good on their own. Let me illustrate that a bit further just with one of them. Take your sandals off for a minute. I'm just looking for somebody who can take their shoes off really easily. Okay. Right, just stand on that for me. Is that comfortable, Lisa? No, it's not. Okay, let me try. Oh, it's stuck to your foot as well. You should wash that sometime, you know. Yeah, so not really comfortable. Even if we put them in a whole little heap in a pile. Actually, let's do that. Just put all, if you all put your little stones down there with that one, and then you can go and sit back down, right? Okay. Lisa, don't put that back on for a minute. You're going to just stay here for a minute with me. Okay. Just pop those down, and you can go and sit back down, except you. You can just do something else for me in a minute. Okay. Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's it, put them in a heap. Yeah, well done, that's fine. Just stand on those again right now. Is that any better?
It's like being on a beach.
I wish. Yeah, but is it better? Is it more comfortable? Have you got any stuck to your foot still? Yeah, you can get them once off your foot now if you like. Yeah, that's it, yeah. So it is a little bit better, right. But really not, thanks, you're good now. Yeah, so really not like a huge amount of help. So somebody who's got a bigger stone, about maybe this kind of size, can you just bring those up now? A few of you have got those, so, okay. You're very excitable, aren't you? Okay. James, is your stone this big or is yours bigger? Yours is bigger. Wow, you can stay there, though. Right, you just wait a minute. Okay, right. So, no, that's not too big. Okay, that's fine. Take your shoe off a minute. Keeping it in the family, you see. You know. Okay, just stand on that again. If I was asking you, is that comfortable? No, not really. So, do you think we could build much on top of these stones on their own?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Right. Okay. Let's test this out. Right. James, you hold on to yours, but everybody else has got, you've got a purple one. That's a nice color, isn't it? You know, nicely decorated. That's a bit smoother. You could stand on that more comfortably, couldn't we? Just put put yours in a little pile separately to those. Put yours in a little pile here. Okay. Come on, Rose. Join in. No, James, you hold on to yours. Right. Okay, so you think that this little pile here would be good for building on, would it? And would be solid and... Just stand on those stones for a minute. Just stand on those stones. Are they wobbly at all? No, both feet. Both feet. Can you fit both feet on? Or just about... But they're a bit wobbly, aren't they? So are they solid? Are they strong? Not as good as they could be, are they? Right, okay, you lot go and sit back down. Right, James, you come here. Okay, you can see where we're going with this. We're getting bigger. So James has got this size stone. Okay, somebody else has got this size and a bit bigger. Not the bricks. No, you hang on to yours, Matthew. The round-shaped ones. Like this and a bit bigger. Okay. Do you think you could stand on that for long? Are you going to give it a try? Both feet. Can you get both feet on? No, it's not really big enough, is it? What about yours? Ah, you see, now this is a different shape. Flat. Is that easier to stand on? Says forgiveness on it as well. So, you know, we're moving along in a different... You can stand on there. What's the matter with you? You can stand on there. Easy. Okay. Somebody else. Does anybody else have any big rocks that I gave you? Round ones. Yeah, Rod, bring yours as well. Okay. Okay. So, Rod, if I were to ask you... I'm not going to because You have bad back and all kinds of things going on already. I don't want to make it worse. But this is a bit misshapen, isn't it? This is a bit like, well, that would be quite wobbly, wouldn't it?
It would.
Would you be very comfortable if I asked you to stand on there for 5 minutes?
I'd get into trouble.
You'd get into trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we won't do that. But let's just put these in a pile then. You can go and sit back down now. Just put those in a pile there. Okay. Right. So far, right, what we're doing is we're trying to find the right way, the right things as our foundation stones, the right things that we can stand on, that can be solid and helpful and everything else. Right, now, Matthew and Grant, if you bring yours up for a minute. I can't remember who else I gave them to. Oh, yeah, you two. Right, okay. Right. Oh, mind the child. Yeah, okay. Right, so is this any better? Would this be any more useful? Why? Because it's not wobbly. Okay, demonstrate how it's not wobbly. Both feet on it? No. You can't. No, you see, you have to push you off. Easy. Right. Oh! Thanks, son. Okay, Grant, let's try yours. Okay, even at your advancing age. Yeah. Right. Right. Just hang on. This is the one I've given to Grant, you see. Advancing age, more solid needed, yeah. So, stand on that. Well, that's okay, isn't it? Yeah. Could you join in with him? Why not? No, it's not. Stand on his feet. Go on. You could join in. All right, it won't hurt for long. Well, so that's not big enough. Right, okay, you two go and sit back down. Roy, bring yours a minute. Roy's is larger. Okay. We're still trying to find the right foundation stones here, okay? Don't start juggling with it. God, dear. Don't drop it on my feet. Right. Okay. No, don't put it down. I haven't said put it down. Show everyone. Okay. Do you think this would be any easier? It's bigger. I'm talking to you. Do you think this would be any easier?
Not for me.
No. So, why?
It's not really. It's a funny shape.
It's a funny shape. Okay. Yeah, some of us are funny shapes anyway, aren't we?
Yeah,
God chooses
yeah.
all things and yeah. all people. Yeah. Okay, so that's no good. Right, put that down. Ray, bring yours. You can put that down. Go back to your seat. Okay. So we've got all kinds of options. Okay. So how's about this one then? This is bigger. This is the biggest one I had in my garden. I did think about somebody who's got some big stones in their garden that I noticed the other day, but decided you didn't need to bother bringing one of those across. Yeah, no, don't start juggling and playing catch with it. How would this one help, do you think? Would this one be easier?
This with a lot of others.
No, I'm talking about just this one on its... Don't get smart with me. I'm just talking about this one on my own for a minute. Just put that one down and stand on it for me. Do you think you could have other people join in with you and stand on there with you? Who wants to try that? Micah, come here a minute. You don't want to join in. Yeah, okay. All right, Emily Louise is going to do it. Right, just stand on there with Ray. Okay. You have to hold on to each other. Oh, don't wobble it over. I'll stand on the back here to help, you know. Okay. Do you think you could get three of you on there? I was struggling with two. Three? Don't fall over. Right, okay. Right, so, okay, you can stop now. I'm getting worried now. Okay, so Ray was right, wasn't he? That... Yeah, okay. Ray was right, wasn't he? That one, with a whole lot of others as our foundation stones, would be the right way to go, wouldn't it? You know, what Paul does in those opening verses of Romans, he talks about his foundation stones, the things in his life that are the things that are solid, that he builds his life on, that he knows he can stand on and trust no matter what. He talks, first of all, about Christ Jesus. That's his biggest foundation stone, is Jesus. And that's the same for all of us. We all need that. He talks about the gospel, the truth about who Jesus is and what he's done for us. Paul goes on, he talks about the Holy Spirit. He talks about the power of the resurrection of Jesus. He talks about the word grace and faith and belonging to Jesus and being loved by God. We were at a wedding, a friend's wedding in Northampton yesterday, and the vicar who preached after he made a cheeky comment about Baptists, but I did deal with that with him afterwards. He preached and he really focused on the love between Josh and Corinne, who were getting married. We are all loved by God. And we know that because God has given us all of these different foundation stones to build our lives on. We're going to think a bit more about that as we go on. But just listen to this next bit of Romans, okay? We listen to this, then we're going to pray together, then we're going to do our activities. So, Zoe. Just listen out for what's going on in this next bit.
Romans chapter 1, verse 8 to 13. Paul's longing to visit Rome. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve in my spirit in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have harvest among you, just as I have had among other people.
Thanks, Zoe. Okay, do you know what Paul was doing there was? He starts off about his foundation stones, his things of faith that are so important to him, and he wants everyone to know about them. And then he adds to that about, hey, look, this isn't just all about me on my own, but this is about all of us together. He considers himself part of that church in Rome with the Romans that he's writing to, even though he's not with them. And all the things that he says in this next bit are good for us to hear and hold on to as God's church together. This is a together thing that Paul is talking about here. He wants everyone to know that he's caring for them and praying for them. Now, that's really important for us as church.